USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The speculation that 81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy may soon retire. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley tells the Hugh Hewitt Show if he or any other older conservative justice is, they need to do it now so President Trump can find a replacement.
This has to be done before the November election. My message to any one of the 9 Supreme Court justices, if you're thinking about quitting this year, do it yesterday.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has signed a bill that would allow religious-based agencies to discriminate against same-sex couples, single people, and non-Christians who are looking to adopt or be a foster parent. Troy Stevenson with Freedom Oklahoma says that's discrimination.
They're having to put a list out there of state-funded agencies that we could go to adopt. The connotation is you can't go to these other places, but they're still going to fund them. I mean, it's a separate but equal situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, in a commencement speech at Rice University, said that an endless barrage of lies in national politics poses a dire threat to U.S. democracy.
The greatest threat to American democracy isn't communism or jihadism or any other external force or foreign power. It is our own willingness to tolerate dishonesty in service of party and in pursuit of power.
Bloomberg says there's more tolerance for dishonesty than he's ever seen in his lifetime. At USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, the commencement speaker was Oprah Winfrey, who had these life tips for students.
Be nice to little kids. Be nice to your elders. Be nice to animals. And know that it's better to be interested than interesting. Invest in a quality mattress. I'm telling you, your back will thank you later. And don't cheap out on your shoes.
And she told them that future journalists and public communicators must be warriors for truth. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A recent study released by the National Association of Scholars examined the political status of almost 9,000 professors, revealing why so many students feel indoctrinated. John Clemens reports.
The study focused on 51 of the 66 top-ranked liberal arts colleges in the country. That liberal indoctrination by faculty members has long been a concern for many Americans. Now there's proof. Andrea Decker is the project coordinator for the My Faith Votes campus outreach.
Most university faculty on public campuses are Democrats, and it's an astonishing ratio of 10.4 to 1.
I'm John Clemens.
We're just 1 week away from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding day. It's in Windsor, just west of London, where the royal wedding of the year will take place. Local councillor Philip Bicknell says more than 100,000 visitors are expected to come to town for the big day.
There's always going to be security implications, but we reckon we've got one of the best security forces in the world. So they've worked tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure they can do everything possible to make sure that it's a safe day for everybody.
If the royal couple decide to have children, what will they name them? The Social Security Administration came out yesterday with a list of most popular names. Liam was number one for boys in 2017. Noah led the way in 2016. For girls, Emma was the most popular name for the fourth straight year, followed by Olivia and Ava. One name that was used less seldom, Alexa. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.